You're on Sydney's Weekend Legends, 104.9 Triple M with AH Chris and Rose, and it's an exciting time for the A-League with expansion on the immediate horizon and the appointment of a new chair of the FFA, Chris Nicoo. And Chris has joined us this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, everyone. Thanks for the chance to come and have a chat.
Oh, thanks for coming on. This is exciting.
Congratulations on your appointment. We see it as the end of the Lowy era and we're into the Nicoo. Can I use the word dynasty? And
Maybe not. You know, the old Monty Python line.
There was a lot of discussion about whether the board needed football people or business people, but it appears to me that you're both. Can you give us a little bit of your background?
I've been involved in the sport for about 40 years, initially as just a player here in Victoria in the state leagues, and then without boring all the listeners, went through, you know, the appeals board at Victoria, followed by the Victorian Football Federation Board, Melbourne Victory, Asia Cup, and then onto the FFA, where I dealt with for fans and the Congress issues. So hopefully that gives me a pretty deep understanding of the various people and what's important to them.
Chris, you faced, your first challenge last night in that Wanderers v Jets game at not-so-spotless stadium. Shards of plastic on the field and a screw, and the pitch was so patchy that the green screen ads in the end line weren't actually showing properly.
I'm waiting for a fuller debrief on that. Obviously, spotless is a temporary stadium for us, and the Wanderers will move to their new home, which is, from what I've seen already, is a sensational stadium. So I think once they're in there, the atmosphere would be brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a challenge for both Sydney teams, nomadic at the moment, but FC plays tomorrow at Jubilee, one of the homes of the St. George Illawarra Dragons, and I think it's close to a sellout. So, you know, there's some positives about sort of taking the game on the road, isn't there?
Yes, both the Sydney teams are in transition, if I can say that, but where they will be in a couple of years' time in new stadiums will be fantastic for each of them. But in the interim, we've got a chance to actually go to where fans are and go out to the communities, and I think that's a good thing.
And that will be a priority?
I think there's a real need to engage with everyone. That's one of the messages that I got, and I'm certainly, myself and my board are really keen to hear from people in the community as to what they'd like to see, and that'll be part of our mandate going forward.
Chris, mate, it's Rose here. Let's talk about something that the fans of A-League are very excited about right now, which is the expansion conversation. We're all very pumped for expansion in the A-League. December 12th seems to be a deciding date for all of this. Tell me how you're going with this. You know, is this still a priority for you, this expansion? And can you give us a bit of an insight onto maybe who you're going to choose?
Yeah, so look, certainly expansion, I think, is timely. I'd like us to do it as soon as we can. The first opportunity the board gets to meet formally will be about mid-December, so just waiting to lock that in. We've obviously got three new board members who don't have any visibility on the bidders at the moment, so they're getting that briefing and coming up to speed, and then hopefully we can move as quickly as we can after that. So I think it's no secret there are six very good bids out there, two in Sydney, one in Canberra, and three in Melbourne. So it'll be a combination out of those three capital cities.
Chris, is this like being a princess in the Dark Ages? Have you got all these prince suitors coming to you and wooing you? What are the teams doing to get you, convince them to sign?
You think I need to kiss a few frogs?
What's another few million among friends?
Yes, exactly.
Looking at the international game, Tim Cahill is now retired, but here in Australia we still have, you know, the world's best in Sam Kerr.
Yep.
Who's going to be stepping into that place? Who's going to be becoming the new face of the game in the FFA's mind?
Yeah, look, we've got a real good generation of players coming through, so I'm not sure if your listeners have seen it. Where Heroes Are Made is the theme for both the A-League and the W-League. And we're seeing them already at those games and also internationally. So you obviously mentioned Sam Kerr. She's a standout, but there's a lot of other excellent players in the Matildas. On the men's side, if you have a look at it, we've got players like Aaron Moy and of that nature in the English Premier League, high-profile leagues. And I think if people just give a little bit of a window on that, you'll see that a lot of our players are playing in some excellent leagues worldwide, and there's certainly next generation of hero coming through.
So we're spoiled for choice.
I think we've got a lot of good choices. I think as a sport, maybe as humans, we always look on what's not right, but there's actually a real lot of positives going around from our participation numbers. The Matildas are in the World Cup. We haven't really spoken about that. It's next June. And with a bit of luck by the football gods, they'll go deep into that tournament. The Socceroos are in Asia for the Asia Cup, trying to defend their title. And as I said, the A-League and the W-League is where heroes are made. And, I think the viewers would do well to get out and have a look at the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like it, Chris. We're excited about focusing on the positives moving forward in Australian football. Mate, you were part of the team that helped, you know, kind of deal with some of the unruly fans a couple of years back. And now you're in this big position. Where do you feel we've come in that? Because I think it's improved greatly. And then what's your long-term plan now you've got, you know, this position?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of things, so we can't do all of them on day one. The board will be having a chat as to what we want to prioritise, but certainly engagement with fans is an important element for us. I think continuing to promote the A-League and the W-League, participation at grassroots, and one of my passions is actually the women's side of the game. The Matildas are a leading light, but
that's
we've got
awesome.
Some more work to do on that front, but I think the signs are good. And we've got a new women's council, so I really want to empower them to take the sport to the next level.
Mate, that's so really...
Fairly participation. There's a lot of good things happening in the women's sport, and if we could secure a Women's World Cup, which is, you know, we're going to try really hard, that would be a wonderful achievement for a lot of people in this country who've devoted a lot of volunteer time to sport, particularly the women's side of the game.
Well said. So finally, Chris, you've had a long association with the Melbourne Victory, so I'm assuming in tomorrow's Big Blue you want football to be the winner, is that right?
I've got to be a neutral now. I actually wear a purple tie. That's a glory game.
Ooh, big glory fan.
Chris, congratulations on your appointment. It's an exciting era for the FFA, and we wish you all the very, very best in your new role as chairman.
Thanks, guys. I look forward to perhaps coming back down the track and checking in.
Yeah, sounds good.
That'd be excellent.
Thanks, Chris.
You're on the Weekend Legends, Triple M.